Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
A Westside Detroit bar that should not have been open is where five people were shot following an argument over a parking spot. We get the latest now live from WWJ's Charlie Langton. Charlie.
Well, good morning, Jackie. That's right. Five people shot. The police are searching for the shooter. And yes, they've got video of that shooter. And this all happened because of a parking spot, believe it or not. 2:45 in the morning, this illegally operated now Chicago Blues Bar and Grill. It's on West Chicago near Oakland on the west side. Apparently a dispute over a parking lot. The shooter leaves the area, comes back with a gun, fires seven shots into a crowd, and five people are shot. Assistant Police Chief Charles Fitzgerald, this could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There was other folks in the parking lot, and they're lucky to not be struck. It's silly. It really is. Over a parking spot. For him to leave and then go get a gun, and that, it's got to stop. Eventually, it's going to stop.
The assistant chief called the shooter a coward last time. Now, all five are in stable condition. Again, there is video of the shooter. Police have released that tape as well, and they're looking for him. Now, as far as the owner of the bar, police are also going to search for the owner of this bar, who is operating illegally after hours. The people that were shot ranged in age from 33 to 49. Reporting live here on Detroit's West Side, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
We're learning more about a crash that had eastbound I-94 near 8 Mile shut down for several hours overnight. According to MSP, around 1:45 this morning, a car crashed into another one while changing lanes. Both drivers lost control. Their vehicles rolled up the embankment and back down onto the freeway. One of the drivers, a female, was ejected from her vehicle and found lying in the right lane. Her passenger and the driver of the other car also injured. All three were taken to a local hospital. Investigators are still working to determine which driver was at fault.
Rescue crews will return to Lake St. Clair, Macomb County later today to resume the search for a missing jet skier. Authorities in Chesterfield Township say two jet skiers left from Brandenburg Park and failed to return home when they were expected around 7 o'clock last night. A Coast Guard rescue boat and helicopter set out to search for the duo, but only 19-year-old Hunter Lentine was located. He was unresponsive and taken to a local hospital for treatment. 21-year-old Jonathan Kloss is still missing. Neither man was wearing a life jacket.
Preparations continue for the NFL draft downtown, and it's going to mean some closures go into effect today. Randolph will be closed between Ford and Gratiot. Monroe Street closing between Woodward and Randolph. Westbound Cadillac Square will be closed between Bates and Woodward starting today.
The college basketball world has its eyes on Detroit.
The Little Caesars Arena is hosting the Midwest Regional, otherwise known as the Sweet 16, this weekend. While no local teams are here, we do have four of the top five seeds playing in the Midwest Regional. Game one begins at 7:39 p.m. tonight with top seed Purdue playing five seed Gonzaga. Then 30 minutes following the conclusion of game one, it will be the two seed Tennessee taking on three seed Creighton. The winners will then meet on Sunday at stake, a trip to the Final Four. From downtown Detroit, Jeff Lesson, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Former President Donald Trump's going to be in Grand Rapids next week. The campaign saying he'll be in West Michigan Tuesday to speak at the DeVos Place Convention Center. His visit comes just weeks after his last trip in February. Mr. Trump paid another visit to Michigan when he made a campaign stop in Waterford. President Biden's last visit to Michigan was March 14th when he stopped in the Saginaw area. Michigan, of course, seen as a key battleground state.
Two people arrested after allegedly stealing more than $25,000 worth of jewelry from a local shop.
Warren police officials say officers responded to a local jewelry store in the area of 13 Mile and Hoover today after some of their staff called to report a man and a woman who stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. After interviewing the staff, Warren police put out an alert to surrounding jurisdictions. About 25 minutes later, Hazel Park police officers found the suspect car on I-75. Officers pulled them over and identified them as the alleged jewelry thieves. Warren police officials say they took them into custody, recovered all of the stolen jewelry plus some extra cash. Taylor Dietz, WWJ News Radio 950.
A second Detroit vape shop is targeted by activists who say the stores are selling their wares to minors. A large group of concerned citizens, including Detroit Police Commissioner Darrell Woods and School Board President Angelique Peterson-Mayberry, converged on the Detroit Hookah location on 7 Mile and Van Dyke on the east side last night. They confronted the owner via phone, with the owner firing back, denying the claims. The owner's other store, located near East 7 Mile, was previously shut down for allegedly selling pot to a minor. Tesla once propped up the EV market. Now it appears it's slowing down.
EV sales are growing, but at a slower rate. But when you really look deeply at the market, a lot of that slowdown is due to Tesla cooling off.
The EV slowdown is shaping up to be a Tesla slowdown.
Stephanie Valdez-Streedy tracks EVs for Cox Automotive.
The growth for Q1 is estimated at 15%. However, if you take out Tesla, the growth is 33%.
EVs made up 8.5% of sales last year. Cox estimates that'll be closer to 10% this year. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
This portion of news is sponsored by Four Seasons Kangaroo. The race is on to see who has the best pot in Michigan.
There's a new cannabis competition coming to Michigan. Best in Grass is giving out free judging kits to see who's got the best weed in the Mitten State. Those kits include a variety of products from brands all over the state. Michiganders can judge everything from flower and concentrates to pre-rolls, edibles, and vapes. Best in Grass co-founder Mark Kazanek says Michigan is the first state to hold the competition because our marijuana industry is one of the best in the nation.
We got a lot of love and support from Michigan. There's a ton of amazing cultivators and processors, great brands, and very enthusiastic cannabis connoisseurs and enthusiasts who have really shown a lot of love and support for these types of projects.
Best in Grass judging kits can be picked up starting April 6th. They're available on the competition's website, also at Leaf and Bud locations in Detroit, Hazel Park, and Centerline. Puff is also giving them away in Hamtramck, Madison Heights, and River Rouge. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.